It took Pakistan 3 years to finally establish an authority that will form a national policy to deal with the threat of growing terrorism in the country. The government first announced its plan to set up the National Counter-Terrorism Authority back in 2009, but it could not implement the decision due to lack of legislation. In a meeting of the country's top decision-making body, the Federal Cabinet, the government has approved the draft law for the establishment of the Counter-Terrorism Authority.
Counter-Terrorism Authority ka.
We should have set up this authority long time ago. This region, including Pakistan, is a victim of terrorism. Therefore, Pakistan needs a clear-cut policy how to deal with the issue of terrorism. The Counter-Terrorism Authority will bring all stakeholders on one platform to form a comprehensive policy.
The government's decision to set up a National Counter-Terrorism Authority is part of its overall efforts to reform the country's existing laws, which experts say are too weak to successfully prosecute terror suspects.
The terrorism law which we have was enacted somewhere in 1997. It had a lot of loopholes. It did not address all the problems. Even the definition of the word of the terrorism was so loose that it was being applied even to the offenses which strictly does not fall into the category of the terrorism.
And the government now wants to change this. Recently, it presented a new anti-terrorism law before the parliament to ensure that terror suspects must not go unpunished. Pakistan is in the grip of violence that has so far killed 40,000 people ever since it joined the US-led so-called War on Terror after 9/11 attacks.
In recent months, the Pakistani government has announced a series of measures, including the new anti-terrorism law, to effectively deal with the security situation. But majority of the people here believe that unless Pakistan pulls out of the US-led so-called War on Terror, the monster of terrorism will continue to haunt the country. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.